TR Mobile.
Nobody came back to you. So it sounds like you're stuck with me again. KO4QLG.
Well, I'd have to say the pleasure's all mine. I appreciate you coming back, Chris. I just pulled out. Oh, I can smell that chicken. It smelled good. Inside that, it's half as far as it is going down to Publix, but I sure love that Publix spicy wings. Those are good. And usually I get 20, and so we'll have 6 or 8 of them left over, so or more, and I give them to the neighbor. And he likes them. He takes them to lunch the next day. But he ain't getting none of this. Well, we got, Bernice got a dark meat, 2 legs and a thigh, and I got a 4-wing dinner, so that's about as far as uptown as you can get.
Not to make me hungry. Sound like y'all got a good meal coming up.
It was a pleasure. He was a real nice fella in there, 2 young men. And I had them all laughing for a laugh, so it made me feel good. Well, we're getting off of Waite Hampton and getting on to 101 here. I guess the next 2 days are going to be colder than a whale rope, Chris. I went out and I got a faucet that has 4 spigots on it for the chickens, so that I can drain pressure off and drain the water out of the hose so it don't freeze up. But I just took it off and put on one of those caps with a little insulation in it, you know. And I hate to see that. We went by, when we went up to Chad's the other day, we went by the peach farm and just drove through it. And, oh, my, there's just blooms everywhere, Chris. And it'll probably get some of them.
Only thing I got right now to protect is my strawberry plants. I haven't got them in a position where I can cover them up pretty. I think it's going to be for the next 3 nights. Maybe just 2, but possibly 3 nights. Better protect what you can.
Yeah, Chris, at least 2, and I figure it'll be 3. And every time they forecast a temperature on Channel 4 or Channel 7 or even Fox, ooh, there's a guy walking on the side of the road here, and there's just no room for it. Every time that pickup truck passed, that guy was right on top of me. It scares me. Wouldn't want to hit anybody, but they do it all the time around Greenville, it seemed like. But from what they say on the TV, Chris, as I was going to say, it's always 4 to 5 degrees colder because we're north up here, Waite Hampton, up towards Lake Cunningham, Lake Robinson. And it's colder, so if they're forecasting 32, it'll be more like 27. That's cold. We lost some of our strawberries, I would say. Apparently during that 4, 6, 7 degree area when it got down real low, because we didn't cover them up because it was winter time, but now they got a lot of blooms on them, and I'll bet you, by golly, we do lose some. I'll get Bernice after a while. I haven't wanted to bother her, but I'll get her after a while. We got a big tarp we'll put on the remaining ones because they're blooming.
Just re-coated mine with potting soil the other day and pour all the old stuff out. Don't want that word to go to waste, but my strawberry patch is pretty small, so I don't have a big job ahead of me, but you just gotta protect what you can.
You say ours is about 12 by 20, something like that. But that's the only thing that right now we wouldn't want to lose if we don't have to. It wouldn't be the end of the world because all the strawberries around us here. But it's fun when you can raise your own. What we have trouble with is there's a big oak tree there, and all them acorns try to grow trees out in the middle of the strawberry patch. And those things got about, time you catch them, usually the root on them is about 6 inches deep.
Let them things go too long, they get hard to cut down them.
They're like a piece of good monofilament line and with tentacles on it. It's like a squid, and they just are really, if you try to pull them out, they break off. So that's the biggest problem out there, and then the weeds, of course. But I don't know if we lost any azaleas or not. Well, one of these days I want to get back up there. You'll have to talk to Chad. Maybe we can get over there and visit with you again in person. And I enjoyed that immensely, but it's been a long time. Too long. Oh, shoot. Well, we're about halfway home. We're at Peggy's Diner here on Highway 101.
Getting in touch with Chad gets a little bit difficult from time to time. I was trying to get in touch with him this morning and never made it through to him.
You know what? He's got to get him a radio out there in the barn, in the shop, because he's so dang busy, and I never like to ask him to do anything for me. He fixed a hole for Bernice the other day, and it was about I'd say he might have spent 5 minutes on it anyway, but boy, he's an artist on that grinder. I tried it, and I got it relatively close, but with the equipment I got, it ain't like I had back up in Kansas, and I just can't do it. I just figured he'd take a plasma and just cut the nose of it back, but he didn't. He done it by hand, and that really meant a lot to Bernice, because she's got one that's just totally wore out, down to about an inch and a half, and it was a full-size hole when her mama had it. And so we got another one, and she wanted it cut down just like this one that's wore out. Uh-oh, there goes a neighborhood there, Chris.
Go ahead, Chad.
What are you two jaybirds talking about? What y'all doing?
I'm not far from home. I went and got some old dead chicken at down there at Chicken Place, Kentucky Fried Chad. Go ahead, Chris.
What are we talking about with so much, you, Chad?
Okay. Well, I just was on the lathe trying to finish something up, and I heard something about a hoe, and I figured that Tom was talking about Bernice's hoe, so I figured I'd jump in here and see if I could defend myself. Do I need to defend myself?
Nope. You're doing a fine job there. She's very happy. She has been looking for a smaller handle for that bigger one, but she's doing just fine. Right now she's working on a costume for Spartanburg High School, and she's been up late 3 nights, and I think she bit off more than she could chew. She has the talent, but it just requires a lot of time, Chad. A breakaway type costume. But you don't bring, she's a farmer, she'll try anything. Did you get your radio out there in the shop now, huh?
I keep down here. I keep wanting to put a bigger one, but just hadn't had an opportunity to do it yet. The project with it, or get to a certain point with it, and I can rest a little bit. But you know, you get something on your mind, you can't get it off till you get to a certain point, or I can't. So that's been going on now for about 3 weeks. So hopefully, maybe today I can get to a point where I can get a little rest.
Hey, if you, I'll have to look at it. I got an antenna. I got to find it. If you want it, I'll give it to you. I think it's 2m440. I bought a scanner from a little old lady several years ago, and she needed money, and she had this antenna, so I went ahead and give her, I don't remember, $20 for it or something. She didn't have any use for it. But if you want it, I'll give it to you. It's down there in the basement someplace.
I'll get with you next time I see you. But fellas, it's been enjoyable. But let me get back at it. I'm at one of those points. I don't need to stop. I need to forget my numbers. So let me get on. I'll talk with y'all later. KO4NUE73. I'm clear. Y'all have a wonderful day. Chris, I'll call you tonight, sir.
I'm good. 73. Yeah. Be careful running that machinery.
And do that, Chad. Watch that machinery. It'll eat you alive. Chris, I gotta go. Pull in the driveway. Thanks for riding along with me. I appreciate it. And maybe I'll hear you down the line. KO4QLG and 0TR73, Chris.
73, Tom. Enjoy that chicken. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
B4CPA for radio check. B4CPA for radio check.
Sounds good. And 4DJC.
Gary, well, thank you. I just basically rerouted and hid the antenna cable. Thank goodness it's that little thin, I don't know what they call it stuff. It's amazing that it works as good as RG-D8, and it's less than half the diameter. Real easy to hide, and I mean, it's easy to, you know, to put behind something in a car, behind the trim and stuff. I didn't have any problem, you know, running it, and I ran it from the back with this 4Runner, so you can imagine I had to use the entire 16 and a half feet of it, and I had probably 6 inches of play left. So anyway. Well, I'm glad it's hitting the repeater.
Yeah, you don't have to, when you set that short run, you can run pretty small, unless you run a lot of power, you can run pretty small diameter coax. I've seen where they've used on some of those, they use like a little jumper. It's like RG-174, it's like real tiny stuff. They use like if it's, you know, looping through a trunk lid, you know, around a trunk lid or something like that to keep it from breaking the weather seal. I've seen those used, and it still works fine. I never had I've always used, you know, smaller size for the mobile stuff and never had an issue with it.
Hey, so just out of curiosity, I dropped the low power, does that change anything?
A bit of white noise, but not much. I mean, it's... low power, you read that icon, weren't you? That's what, 10 watts or 5 watts?
No, I don't even know. I have to look in the book here to see. I just bumped it up to medium power. I don't know what that is either. I'll have to look in the manual here. But does that sound any different?
It's got like a low, I think icons have like 4 settings, maybe, or seem like they have like a low, a medium low, and then like a medium, and then a high, but maybe there may be more than that for some of the radios, but I know that when you run is like 50 watts. I want to say it's 5, 15, 30, or maybe 25 and 50 for that one, but I'm not 100% sure. I know that 2300's got, I think it's got a low setting, but it goes 65 watts, but I don't remember the steps on that one.
Not me either. This just has a low, mid, and high. My old ICOM had 4. It had like a low, mid, or low, mid, high, mid, and high. And who knows what that was. I think this was probably, can't find it in the manual here, but it's in here. I think this one's probably 10 watts on low power, but it'll take me a minute to find it. But anyway, well, I know it's working, so that's the main thing. Well, are you doing all right today?
Pretty well. Went to the dentist this morning for cleaning, and no news is good news when you go to the dentist, so had no news. That's unusual for me not to have something done, but I did a lot of work on them the last couple of years, and I'm hoping I'm not going to have any. They do want to do one more thing to me, but I'm not going to let them, I may not let them do it. They just have to make do. But everything else is okay. It's a little cool outside today. I'm ready for the warmer weather to start back. Of course, I guess this is about ideal for playing tennis.
I guess I'm going to find out. I'm going to go do the clinic tonight or this afternoon at 5:30, so I guess we'll find out. You know, she may, knowing Ashley, she'll probably want to go inside, but anyway, we'll just have to see.
We got a granddaughter soccer game tomorrow, and I think it starts at 5:30. It's supposed to be kind of cool tomorrow afternoon, so we'll endure the weather. I think the high tomorrow may be 50. I don't know. It seems like it may be 58 or 59, but it's going to start to cool off again at 5:30, so we'll have to bring our coat and bundle up a little bit. They got one little small, sort of like at a middle school, they got one small set of stands there, but if they let us park along the road there, we can watch it from the car, but I bet they won't let us park on the road tomorrow.
Yesterday was my oldest grandson's birthday. He's in the double digits now. He's 10 years old. And we went to Dave and Buster's. I don't know if you've been there, but that was my first time, and I hope it's my last time. I mean, it was fun, don't get me wrong, but man, it is so loud. And I was in there over an hour, and just, I don't know, just something about that much noise. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to walk out to the car and get my water, and I walked out there, and I sat down in the car, and I just sat there and enjoyed the peace and quiet. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I did my first virtual reality thing. I was flying in a jet, and we were shooting down the enemy, and boy, that was something else. I have never done that before, so it was really cool.
In years, this had been back in the early 90s, early 90s, maybe 92 or so. They had one on the way to Atlanta, somewhere out there around, oh gosh, maybe close to Duluth, maybe other side of Duluth, on 85. And one of the guys that, I was still in manufacturing then, and one of my vendors was a younger guy, and he said, let's stop out there. We were going to a NASCAR race the next day, and we were staying at the Embassy Suite somewhere, way out somewhere, but he said, let's stop by there, and I'd never been before. And of course, with a vendor, you don't have to pay for anything. And I don't know how much money we spent there, but we spent a bunch. But I did like the idea that you could get something to eat there. It wasn't quite as bad, but it was really expensive if you stayed, like a number, several hours. And of course, we weren't concerned about it. It wasn't our money we were spending. And I told him, well, it's cheap, compared to some entertainment some people want. But I enjoyed it, though. My grandkids, they like going over there. They've been a number of times. But to me, it's kind of like, it's just a big version of Chuck E. Cheese. It's really loud, and at least the food, I think the food's better though, David, than Chuck E. Cheese is. But I've been to both of those. But Dave and Buster's here, in the area, I think it's supposed to be a pretty good one. But like you said, on a weekend, I bet that thing is like being in a circus tent.
Before CBA, yeah, it was. I mean, it was jam-packed and unbelievably noisy. And it was a constant, that constant noise. There was no break. And got was to go outside, and they have a bar for the adults. I mean, you can actually be drinking a beer and playing a video game with your kid, you know, or your grandkid, or whatever. I was just like, well, you know, maybe that's what the bar's for. That's for the adults, so they don't have to, you know, they kind of takes the edge off, you know. But anyway, the kids had fun, and that was the my other two grandsons. They're younger, but they enjoyed it too. And that was the whole objective. And so, obviously, it wasn't for me.
Going to that one, you know, back in the 90s, you know, them serving beer then, I said, yeah, that's not a bad idea, I guess. Of course, we didn't have any kids with us, but like I said, the guy, the vendor, he probably was in his 20s, I guess, and he was having a ball. And there were three of us. We had a good time, though. I enjoyed it, didn't have to drive or anything. I was being chauffeured around, so, you know, I could have a beer or two. I was just amazed at the money that people were spending. I mean, they had you get like a bag of coins or something, it was like $25 or something like that, kind of like the tickets at some of these other places. It was just unbelievable. I mean, they were, of course, that thing is huge, and it doesn't have any sound. I mean, it's just like an auditorium without any insulation. It just reverberates. Like you said, it's almost like a constant drone of 80 decibels.
I would like to have had a dB you know, reader in there just to see what the decibels was in there. But I don't happen to own one of those. And something you said triggered a thought while you were talking, but it has escaped me. It's nothing unusual for this day and time for me. Well, I still haven't found. I think it. All right, so if you see, it says output power, it must be 50 high, 50, 15 on mid, and 5 on low watts. Seems like they would spread that out a little more, like 5, 25, and 50, but that would have been my pick, but they didn't ask me when they built this thing.
Poor DJC. I think that's right. I think the 2300, like the one you had, like the one I had, the single monoband, I think it had four levels. It seems like it was 5, 15, maybe 25 or 30, and then 65 or something like that. But you can get in there. I mean, you can't now. I mean, I guess, but you know, I remember seeing other guys get in there, and they can, you know, realign them and set them and set the mid range for like 25 instead of 15. And of course, some of these, well, you know, they'll run a lot more power than they show. They just underrate the power, you know, transformers, I guess power transistors, to keep them from burning up. And I have seen at Yaesu, just like about an 80 watt rig, I think it's a 2980 or 28.9 or something like that. It's a monoband, and I've seen those guys with running 100 watts out of those before, but I don't know how long they'll last like that. But mine's like 5, 25, and 50. I run mine on 25 all the time. But did you ever get your new antenna, or you just rerouting the mount that you had?
This is the compact, compact TENNA, all one word. Well, and then there's like Pro 2 or something, I don't know, there's something else after that. But anyway, you can look it up. DX Engineering sells it. It's 9-inch. It's just a tubular thing, 9 inches tall. It's just a little bigger than the diameter of a NMO mount, because that's what it screws on to. And I'll be honest with you, when I took it out of the box that came in, it felt like there was nothing in it. It's light as a feather. I thought to myself, you know, this is a ripoff, because, you know, with shipping, it was like, and taxes, it was right at $150. But I had to do something, because, you know, I needed something that didn't require ground plane, and I needed something short so I could drive it into the garage, and this met all the criteria. So, you know, I guess you gotta spend a little money in this hobby.
Is that, like I said, there's somebody I know that's on, they live up around 6 Mile, that maybe a member of the Anders Club has got one of those, and they like it. I've heard all kinds of, I remember reading about it a year or so ago, and heard all kinds of bad stuff and good stuff, but the thing is it works. I mean, it obviously works, or you wouldn't be getting that good of a signal out. If the reception is good, I wouldn't worry about it. There's certainly beats having to worry about flopping that antenna into the, having to get out and lower the antenna every time you go in the garage. If it works, why bother with it? I mean, nowadays, most of these antennas are pretty expensive anyway. If it works, it works. So, kind of like they say, the proof's in the pudding.
All right. Well, I've got a nice diamond antenna mount that you can adjust the vertical on. It's got a little bit of an adjustment. It's got a couple of washers on it that are, you know, thicker on one end than the other. And you can swivel them around to get the antenna vertical. And then I've got a nice diamond, and that's a diamond. And then I got a nice diamond 5/8 wave 2 meter 440 mobile antenna. I can't remember the number on it, and it worked great on my Mustang. I was just tickled to death with it. But this vehicle doesn't give it enough ground plane to let it perform like it's supposed to. So that's why I had to go to this, and it was too tall. So that's why I had to go to this thing. So, and then I had to buy a special mount for it, because the one that, it's a lip mount, and it swivels at the bottom and it angles at the top, so it has two separate adjustments with Allen wrenches, and I've got it perfectly vertical, when the hatch is shut. So, but the only place you see a wire is when I open the hatch, and other than that, everything else is hidden. So, I think I did a pretty good install.
Sometimes you have to compromise to get what you have to get what you can to get on there, and that may be a compromise, but it works fine. That's really all that's necessary. I know I probably told you this, but the guy that moved in next door to us and built a new house down here, the lot had been vacant for over 25 years. They cleared it off and built a new house last year. Turns out the guy's ham, and he was putting up an antenna week or so ago, and he's got one of 0.5 verticals. It's just a straight, looks like a big whip antenna, about 32 feet tall. He's got a little fold over, the little thing is like a fold over deal, and he's putting out 40 radials on it. He's been working on it the last few days. And I said, man, he said, it sounded good. He hadn't transmitted on it yet. He bought him a new 7300. And I told him, man, you're going to love that radio. I know you've got one, David. They are great radios. But it turns out that we don't know each other directly, but we were more or less neighbors in Harwell years ago. He had a He lives down on the lake, and his lot was probably 100 yards from ours. We didn't live down there at the time, though. We just, you know, came down there occasionally. So he moved back to Anderson, and turns out he was a ham. And I said, man, that's pretty cool. And so he's got that thing sitting in his backyard. I'm real anxious to see how it works, because it's so thin. It just looks like a big whip end. It doesn't have any coils on it at all. I mean, not any traps or anything on it at all. It's got some type of tuning type, tuning device at the bottom. But he seems to think he's, I don't think he's got a good analyzer. He seems to think it's going to be under 2-1 through. He thinks through 80, but I don't know whether it's cartoon 80 or not. It's just not enough stuff there. I don't think it's a tuning 80, but. It looks good. It's a nice, cool-looking installation. Didn't take up a lot of room, and he's done a really good job at his support.
No, I think Steve Canfor VWA had one of those, or he may still have it. I'm not sure if he had any radials on it. I can't imagine that many radials, but, if it works, it works. Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I mean, the antenna's kind of short for 80, but anyway, yeah, I'd like to hook my rig expert up to it and see how it, how it tunes up, because that'd be the thing to do.
About $500, I think, without all the accessories. And he's got a fold over. He's got it in concrete. Got it with a fold over, so he doesn't have to. He can mess with it. I think it's about 90, rated for 90 miles an hour. Where he can fold it down if the wind gets real heavy. But evidently, there's one guy builds these things. It's a one man operation, or one guy owns it. He just deals direct only, as far as I can tell. He said, you really need to, whatever you band you want to operate, you need to get a half wave of wire for radios. He said, otherwise, it's just, you're going to be radiating in the ground. They do make one that uses two ground rods as the radials, as a counterpoise for it. That never works out very well. You really need to have a ground plane in order to put it to work real well. But he seems to be pretty happy with it so far. I'm anxious to see how it does when he starts transmitting on it.
Well, yeah, I was getting ready to buy a vertical for, it was a different one, for when my Wyndham went out. And I was just told by several hams that are a lot smarter than me, and especially with the hobby, that I would not be happy with it compared to what I had. So I went ahead and wound up replacing everything on the Wyndham. I did find the problem with the old one, and actually I think it had two problems, but anyway. But everything's new up there now, and it seems to be working good, so. And, I got me a tuner now, I got me an amplifier, so I'm still kind of messing around with that. I hope I'm doing everything right. I don't want to blow anything up.
VAN4DJC, well, David, if there's no smoke coming out, I guess you're okay. But verticals do well, really well, I think, on 20, 15, and 10 meters. But on 40 and 80, I think you're kind of thinking more or less wasting your time on them. They just don't have not enough stuff up in the sky to be real effective on it. I had one about the same size as this one when I lived in Rock Hill. I worked a lot of DX on them. They weren't good for close in stuff because the angle of radiation is pretty low. This one, you don't want this one. This one, he wants it mounted on the ground. You don't want it elevated. He wants it on the ground where you can put radials out. It gives that counterpoise to have it radiate out the antenna rather than radiate into the, you know, wherever. But I think for 40 and 80 meters, you're far better off with a wire antenna, and you can work on it. If you got enough room for antennas, which he didn't have enough room for regular, for halfway of anything much, and didn't have any trees either. I think if you got plenty of room, you got trees and that sort of thing, a wire antenna's probably more than good enough. You'll definitely hear more on it, because verticals have kind of a high noise floor that are kind of noisy. But if they're well grounded, they're a lot better, and most people just don't ground them well enough. They use them as a compromise, but it really takes as much work to get a vertical working well as it does, some type of wire antenna, maybe more so.
AP4CBA. Yeah, I'm real happy with the Wyndham, and I mean, you know my HOA situation here, so. But I mean, it works great, and it really likes 20, 40, and 80. I mean, it works on 10 through 80, but it seems to do its best on 20, 40, and 80. And the only band I don't have is 160. It's not long enough. This is a shorter version. I can hear people on 160 real fairly well, and I've tried to get back to them, and they acknowledge they can hear me, but they can't make me out. So I just figured, what the heck, you know, if I can hear them, I'll see if they can hear me, but no dice. But anyway, I've got enough bands. I don't need to I don't want to go to that much trouble to try to, make it transmit on 160.
A lot of work, a lot of antenna to be effective on that. Even then, it's a band for hardcore people, because it really is a tough band to work. Some noise in, it's a winter band anyway. So you got to have a lot of wire up in order to do it on time. Time been working on it. There's a couple of guys in the area that are really, really good up. They got huge antenna systems and wire antenna designs out there, because that's what you got to have to be able to work that band effectively. Like you said, there's plenty other layers to peel before you get down to that one. But I'm glad you got your antenna situation on your car. So now that sounds like a workable solution. Sounds good. And that's about all you can ask for.
Yeah, everything's working good, so, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, I'm going to jump out of here and pull this thing back in the garage and go inside and see what other kind of trouble I can get into. We will talk to you later, Terry. You have a good day. And, boy, it's nice and sunny here. I don't know what the temperature is. Let's see. Crank this thing up. See what it says. It's probably not super. Oh, yeah, it ought to be pretty accurate. Whoops. Sorry about that. About the music there. I'll hit the off button, but it's 59 degrees. So, in the sun, that's not too bad. But anyway, I'll say 73, and I'll stick around for your final, KV4CBA.
David, enjoy the Q, so have a great afternoon, and hope you enjoy your tennis. KV4CBA and 4DJC clear.
JKT Mobile.